So you guys, you all sail to the island. And as you get there, you realize, like, as you're sailing up, the island looks kind of strange. Like, parts of it look to be changing rapidly, like almost phasing in and out. And like bright flashes are kind of happening along the island as you're sailing up. And at the front of the ship, you see Magellan and Samuel in a hushed conversation, clearly talking about the island.
I think it's not supposed to look like this. Even though it's Professor Sparks Island, I still think it's not its normal state, is it?
Well, no, they say like the more things change, the more things stay the same. This island is totally staying the same because it is changing like completely all the time. So I don't know, it's kind of weird.
That's the weirdest definition of stability that I've ever heard.
I'm not a philosopher, frankly, but yeah, that is, I don't know. This is not something that brings me comfort. So when we get to this island, I'm going to be very prepared with my sword. And I think we should be sneaky. We should be as sneaky as possible, because if they have this bag of tools or whatever it is, they could be appropriating it for a completely different function that is causing this island to go cuckoo.
Yes, this island is completely cuckoo. So we'd better get it the bag quick.
I agree. I turn to the captain and I say, Magellan, how close can we get to this island, like safely?
Well, that's what we were just discussing. It seems that there's some sort of interdimensional bleed-through happening up there. I don't want to get the ship too terribly close, but I suppose we could send out a dinghy with just the a couple of us and, you know, point you on your way, but we can't get the ship very close.
Screw it. Give me your rowboat and set me on the right track.
Well, if his dinghy is big enough, and I don't know how big your dinghy is, but it could accommodate plenty of men.
Well, a gentleman never asks and a lady never tells.
Oh, please. This is, we could have this discussion later on if you like. But let's just get on the boat, and not the ship, but the boat, and we row to the shore.
Well, certainly. And he points you to a decent-sized dinghy. It can fit 3 people. And, you know, the waters are calm, so the motion of the ocean is very easy to get where you're going.
Who is the third person with us? Is Demian, me, and who else?
Samuel is rowing for you guys, because he's going to bring the boat, the dinghy, back and then come pick you guys up when you're ready to come back to the ship.
How do they know we're done?
Well, I hadn't thought that far ahead.
I suppose we could launch a flare.
There you go. You could just fire that cannon I gave you into the air. We'll come pick you up.
Why don't you just give us a flare gun or something?
I've already given you a cannon. I don't feel comfortable giving you any more firepower.
That's okay. Like, I assume we are going to be done so quickly and so forcefully that lighting a cannon into the sky is not going to be a problem. Like, we don't need surprise once we are all done. You know what I mean?